Welcome to The Shift, a podcast where we explore transformative stories and pivotal moments that redefine our lives. Today, we're joined by Henry Good, one of our Lumen ambassadors, whose story of resilience and personal growth will leave you motivated to find your own path. As Henry likes to say, find your why that makes you cry and let it guide you. Let's dive into his journey and discover the power of purpose.
Welcome, Henry. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today. So tell us how you got started with Lumen. Where did you find us? Tell me about your journey, how you found Lumen, why you were looking for Lumen.
Sure.
Yeah, I know a bit of the background from your post, but like what was the ad, if it was an ad that like...
Yeah, it was. So I'm a YouTube, just love scrolling YouTube, and the commercials just come up every now and then. And when I first saw it, I was like, well, that's interesting. And of course, you know, most people takes like seven times to actually get someone to make a decision. And I was just like, you know, I need to do something because what I'm doing and what I've done before in the past just hasn't worked. It's never sustainable. You know, as I said before, I was heavy set when I was little. And then I lost a bunch of weight, got in shape in high school, then got into a career, gained it all back. Plus, then started doing, you probably know Tony Horton's P90X, did that, but didn't eat real well. Didn't really have a plan, fumbled through it, but you know, got down to, you know, pretty good weight, but then it just didn't last. Started getting into bad habits and ballooned back up. And then in 2000, I was trying to get back in shape and I went mountain biking, and I love mountain biking. I also surf, and I've been surfing like 35 years, but it was summertime in Florida, so there's no waves in like August, at least not yet. Hurricane season hadn't shown up yet, but I fell like 12 feet, broke both wrists, shattered my right wrist. Have a plate and 10 screws in my wrist. And then I broke a rib. Yeah, completely broken. And then I tore some fascia in my left leg. Kind of pops out like a little gremlin, but it doesn't hurt. So after that, just not being able to do push-ups, sit-ups, feeling sorry for myself, gained the most I'd ever gained. My son calls it dirty bulking, where I'm just eating everything and anything. And I, of course, saw the Lumen, thought it was a great idea, finally said, you know, I'm just going to look into this. And I think the one thing that I wish I had done earlier was actually follow the macros, where I lost like 20 pounds and I'm exercising and I'm seeing the fluctuation of the carbohydrates and fats up and down, which made sense. But it wasn't till about June. I started this in January of 2022 with the Lumen. And it wasn't until about June that I said, you know, I'm going to start eating exactly the macros and not. And I started to really understand it too with the, you know, 4 calories protein, 4 calories is carbohydrates, 9 is fat. And realizing it mathematically, oh, this has got me at a caloric cut to my maintenance. But then the fluctuation of the carbs and fats up and down was like mind blowing, because I don't like to work out. I mean, I don't want to go to the gym. Yeah. And I was tired in all my previous diets where I just was completely not wanting to go. And I've got a pretty good pain tolerance. So I could do about 9 months and then I would just completely blow it away and just go right back to what I was doing. So I think this is going to be the first sustainable plan for the rest of my life. I mean, wow. So that's really it. And it just started sculpting where I wasn't losing muscle mass. I was just losing body fat. And it was pretty tremendous. Like, I actually saw a commercial on Lumen, because I guess, I don't know, more coming out. But one lady was like, I think I've got more muscle than I've ever had in my life. And I feel the same way. I feel like I have got more muscle than I've ever gotten. I have more energy. I sleep like a rock. And it's just kind of a compliance officer. I kind of joke. I said that in my post, just because I have no boundaries. I have no boundaries whatsoever. I will eat like a puppy dog until there's no food left. And if you give me more food, I will eat it. So to have that boundary of when to stop, and just know. And sometimes I stop eating like 2:30 in the afternoon. Like, I've had all my calories. There's nothing else I can have. But surprisingly, I'm not hungry. And I guess technically I'm intermittent fasting. If I stop eating at 2:30 and I don't eat the next morning until 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's a long fast, actually.
I guess. I mean, but again, I don't feel like I'm hungry. I felt hungry a couple times where I knew that's where body was about to change, you know, where you plateau for 3 weeks to a month with no weight loss. And, you know, you see it in the mirror, but you don't see it in the scale. And then all of a sudden I get this pain in my stomach, like I need to eat more. And then all of a sudden next week I've dropped 5 pounds. And then it just slowly keeps going until I plateau again. And I'm in one of those plateaus. I've only lost like 12 pounds since November 1st. But I'm gaining muscle and I'm getting leaner. Now down, I was a size 42 in waist and now I'm down to a size 34.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And that's almost 2 years, right? You started using
January 2022. It's been a little over a year. Yeah, I think my worst weight was June of 20. So January of 2020 is when I decided to do something. Yeah, it's been like 57 weeks. Who's counting?
Amazing. And what, like, I think you answered it, but like the carb cycling was really the thing that stuck out. That was the difference of Lumen. Did you try other diets? Did you do keto? Did you do any of those kind of extreme things before Lumen?
So before I did Atkins, where, you know, you eat nothing but proteins and fats for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I read more into it where I probably should have, because it says reintroduce carbohydrates, but it just doesn't give you in my opinion, it doesn't give you a daily monitor. So there was no, I mean, I guess food apps have come about where I just think Lumens is great because it has a lot of functionality. I would like to say, one, if you could take the food industry is totally lying to us. I love these things at Costco called protein balls, but they're mostly carbohydrates. They should be called carbohydrate balls. I mean, I love them. They're great, but it's 60% carbohydrates, but it's advertised as protein balls. I mean, come on.
Did you know about macros before Lumen?
No, not really. I just knew, you know, you got to have protein. And I used to do the low carb, low calorie, low fat. I don't do any of that. That is just marketing. I just eat food, whole food. And that's really it.
Yeah.
Oats, beans, rice. I don't even mess with brown rice. I do white rice. What's the difference? I don't know. Move. And I had an epiphany because I'm here on the Space Coast where they launch rockets all the time.
Yeah.
I follow that. And I learned that the astronauts lose body mass, weight, and muscle mass, right? And bone mass when they're up in space under zero gravity load. So I got to thinking, well, we should probably put resistance on our body on Earth, put gravity on our body, and therefore we'll probably get those growth hormones that want to grow new bone and push blood capillaries further out into the skin where people go, you look so young. Well, no kidding. I'm getting nutrients to the outer reaches of my skin. So I think with Lumen, for all you people out there that are not doing resistance training, you're missing a big aspect of this. And carb up when you do it. That's all. Because I know mentally you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I hate doing leg day. I've mentioned that before. It sucks. I'm on my legs all the time. I don't want to go do legs. So I eat a bunch of dates and bananas and I get all jacked up on carbohydrates and I'll go push now. So, and that's been fun to say it's okay to have these foods because I think the food industry is telling us it's not okay to eat. And then that's the other side. You don't eat enough, you go into starvation mode and then the term skinny fat comes out. Why are my levels not good? And that's the best part I like about Lumen is the biofeedback. I now know where my metabolism is. And if I need to take carbs for a workout, I can test that before I do it. Maybe I don't need carbs to do a reading before I work out. Oh, I don't need any carbohydrates. Great. Let's go get into fat burn mode by blowing through those cheap carb fuels. And that's pretty much what I've been doing for a year. Just I'm very meticulous, so I like to log and just, you know, really get into the minutiae. And I think people, if they want to do this, they got to have a passion. You got to have a reason that's going to make you cry. Otherwise, you're just probably going to forget about it and not find it important. But mine was, I've been surfing for, like I think I mentioned, like 35 years. And my son, who's now 18, has been surfing 2 years. And a year ago, I couldn't surf with him. I could catch the wave. I just couldn't get up. You've seen the movie Pets with the old dog and with the back leg wheelchair. That was me.
Yeah.
And all of his friends are joking me like, man, your dad's a kook. He sucks. Yeah, they're not saying that anymore.
Nice.
In fact, I'm out numbering them in wave count. So of course, wow. I've got 35 years experience, but that was my passion. And now my son and I are going to go to Costa Rica in March together because I gave him an incentive. I said, if you make straight A's, I'll take you to Costa Rica. Sure enough, he made straight A's. So let's go to Costa Rica. And I've been there like 25 times. It'll be fun to show him around.
Yeah, no kidding. I love what you said about like having a reason that will make you cry, like having a purpose. You need a motivation. You need something to drive you. And
Yeah, when my friends are drinking alcohol, I'm drinking club soda and lime. And because, again, it's how bad do you want it? Empty calories. When my family wants to go have ice cream late at night and it's not part of my macros because I've already eaten, well, it's just a cup of coffee. And then, you know, you ask yourself all the time, how bad do you want it? That's really it. And people who quit, they just didn't want it that bad. They didn't have a passionate enough reason. So you got to start with that.
Can I ask you what you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm an insurance agent. I own my own insurance company. This is my office. Health and life, not on the property auto side, but health and life. I come from finance. I was a broker on Wall Street back in 19. I was with Merrill Lynch 10 years, almost 10, I guess, during the financial crisis. Saw a lot of shenanigans and realized this is not a good business. But I stayed in the area and I just stuck with just the insurance side. And with my understanding of tax planning, that came in well with understanding the Affordable Care Act. So I can help people understand adjusted gross income and tax credits and what to avoid. So yeah, I work hard, play hard, I guess.
Yeah, no, I ask because you really tell the story. You really know how to speak. So it's thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess this is not my first rodeo. Give me a mic and a stage and just make sure you bring out the hook eventually because I'll keep going.
You need a TED Talk. 110. Win TED Talk.
I could. I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah. Cool. You learned what your body needed to refuel for carbs after work, and that boost days are the very thing that you kind of needed. And I think, like you already mentioned it, but we're so scared of carbs now all of a sudden, and we're scared of fruit, and fruit is just sugar, and we can't eat fruit anymore, and it's so confusing. And
yes,
so I just want you to touch on that. And also just a question, if you found that when you first started eating with Bloomin', were you surprised like how much food it was? Did you think?
Yes, I was eating so much food and I was like, yes, this is awesome. Because remember, I don't have any boundaries. So it was just great. But I would sometimes eat all my proteins and carbohydrates and be just fat. So I had to get creative, like hot buttered walnuts. I mean, but that's exactly what my body needed. I mean, it was pure fat. And that, again, other people are like, oh, my God, how did you do that? You know, that's so bad for you. And I'm like, no, that's 9 calories per gram of fat. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what I needed. My body just felt so replenished. Sounds crazy. Hot buttered walnuts, some other crazy. Oh, avocado and smoothies is like my new. Oh, God. That's so creamy.
So creamy. Yes.
There should be like a smoothie shop for avocado smoothies with your favorite protein powder. Yeah. So and I got a good clean protein powder. That's where I get my proteins, where if I'm just trying to hit my protein wheel, All Max is a great clean protein. It only has 20 calories over 100. So someone told me 100 calories is like bone marrow protein. tastes like crap. It does. I've tried. Yeah, that 20 calories of filler is awesome for the protein powder, but I do that for my protein, pure protein or egg whites. Definitely olive oil and avocado and walnuts and macadamia nuts for fats, oats, beans, rice. My favorite is that banana oatmeal peanut butter walnut pancake option in the with the egg whites. Oh my God. I will sometimes make a medium carb day just to have that. Because you have low carb day and it's like, well, wait a minute. If I go work out, they'll give me more carbs. So now I have to go earn. I got to go earn what I ate. And that was the other aspect. When I wasn't doing Lumen, I wasn't eating enough. And I didn't understand that if you worked out, you got to eat more food. So I think I was probably hibernating my metabolism and didn't even know it. And the results were not as good. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been below 200 pounds in 20 years. And I feel like I'm 31 years old. I'm 51 right now. And I feel like I'm 31. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
So, yeah. All because of food. No hype, right? No crazy chemicals. No, just breathing into a respiratory exchange ratio device. Is that what it is? Yeah, I'm no scientist. I mean, I'm a physics major in college, but.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, but it was mostly my mom said, go to school to learn. Just go to learn. Then go learn something you have no idea about. And I didn't know about physics. And I was like, cool. And then I got into quantum physics.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't.
It was interesting, at least.
Yeah. Well, at the subatomic level, there is no classical Newtonian exacting at all. It's all probability. It is a poetic dance at the subatomic level of what our electrons, protons, and neutrons are doing. If we think we're in control, yeah, go read the Dancing Woolly Masters on subatomic quantum physics, and you'll be like, yeah, I don't know anything. I got in from a God standpoint to realize that physics is pretty much testifying what people have already believed in faith, but just believe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my partner is studying physics now, and he'll like tell me something, and I'm like, that's because of physics? Like, I forget what it was the other day. And I was like, I'm always like, what do you learn about? And he's like, the world, like everything comes down to this. And I'm like,
yep.
I feel like I know nothing.
Yeah,
like
I was really, it really does humble yourself.
Yeah.
And really put you in a position to learn more. You know, for all the people out there that, you know, like, I know. No, you don't. My dad said that to me, 50% of what you think you know is right. Just remember the other 50% of what you think you know is totally wrong. You're just wrong. And you'll figure that out when you figure it out, I guess. So coming to the table with a little bit of humility and trusting the process is what Lumen did for me. Just trust the process. Forget what you know about what you think you know about keto and fasting and not eating fruit. Just treat it like a science experiment is what I tell people. It's constantly, you know, change variables if you're not getting the results you're looking for. I stopped going to certain restaurants because I found out they're dousing their food with sugar. Why? My Lumen levels were off the chart for like a day and a half at one particular restaurant. I was like, I'm never going back.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of cooking.
How was your, like, has your family adopted and have they in turn become interested, curious? Have they also started Lumen? Have they like been like, that's crazy? Like, what's the, or friends too, I guess. It's because patterns, right? Someone knows you as, hey, let's grab a beer. And all of a sudden you're like, actually, I don't want to grab a beer because it doesn't fit in my plan. Or I don't feel like having a beer today. So
I really don't.
Socially.
Yeah. So my family has noticed clearly. My daughter has my body type where we can both be like Fat Albert or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. We're lucky, I guess, because not everybody can do that. No, I'm only an experiment of one, but I will tell you that I can get really fat and I can get really ripped. So that's, I guess, a good thing. Whereas my son, he's just a stick. He's like my wife, where it's just, you know, he's a rail, but you know, he looks good. He's got my wife's father's physique where he's just a little acrobat. So he's good and nimble, but my daughter's kind of bulky and chunky like me. And she's going through that stage. She's 13 now where I was, and I got her a lumen. She's not really following it, but I can't say anything. I can only just be that seed, you know, that
yeah, just lead by example. And
yeah. And they're changing things. I mean, they're not as hardcore as me, but they're doing things differently, I think.
And just so, even being like, I think it's cool also for people like my partner, for example, from working here. Now, all of a sudden, he knows about macros and he's like, oh, that does have a lot of carbs, you know, and he's not someone who pays attention or counts his calories, but he's like, oh, wow, that is heavy. I think, and then you kind of, it's a bit more casual, but you definitely are aware of things, I think. So it's interesting to see how the other people in your house are seeing what you're doing.
It's kind of funny when people, they don't see you for a while, or they see you every day, or they see you like, you know, every 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden it hits them. Dude, you lost a bunch of weight. What are you doing? What's going on? And I tell them, and most people, it's the 80-20, you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
80% of the work gets done by 20% of the people in the world. Mm-hmm. And I just say to the people who don't want to do it, find a passion first. I don't know. Find a reason, because it's never fun to start something new, but.
And it's not, it's hard to go into something with the mindset of, I have a lot to learn here. And I think that can be. I'm just curious about if you thought at the beginning if Lumen felt really overwhelming to you, or how did you get up to, well, like you said, at first you didn't really track the macros. So that's like maybe one way. And then I feel like it can seem like a huge thing to people at the very beginning, right? But like you say, when you have a purpose, when you have a reason.
Yeah, you go search. You go search for answers when you have a reason. You know, you got to go search. I call it discovery. It's like when I do with this business, everyone who comes in the door or calls, it's always, let's discover if this is a case.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to search and you got to ask a lot of questions. And yeah, it's a process. And it takes time. I have a friend, unfortunately, who has lost weight rather dramatically. And you can tell he's under eating because he's lost his muscle mass. So that's unfortunate. And I wish people would realize that it's, I mean, look, I spent 15 years bulking to be 65 pounds overweight. I think I can give myself 10 months to a year and just do it slow. I see on YouTube, 2 weeks, abs in 2 weeks. And I'm like, it's just not going to happen. You know, you gotta put in the reps, really. You just gotta put in the reps and rest. That's a big thing. At age 51, I've realized that I am gaining more progress by not going to the gym as much anymore, or taking a stance where if I really push with high resistance training, 6 rep maxes, after a month of that, I just go to cardio and just give my body a rest, and I tend to get stronger. And I've had to regrow this entire side of my body. I ripped my, I think it's called a sternocleidomastoid muscle. It connects in here and it goes up and it connects to the back of the ear. And I ripped it when I was surfing in El Salvador. I hit the side of the wave like at 30 miles an hour. And I did it to myself. Instead of diving down and going out the back of the wave, I decided to look at the wave and I face planted on some concrete, because at 30 miles an hour, water doesn't give much. And I heard it rip. It wasn't about till 2 weeks later that I atrophied my left pec, my left delt, my left tricep, bicep. So this has been my Achilles heel. I'm sometimes fighting with 20-pound weights, you know, with people, or 10-pound weights at the gym, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, it hurts. So I got to pay attention to my body and just rest and realize it ain't about ego lifting. It's about finding mind-muscle connection. And I will also say one other thing. You can include this and not if you want into this whole thing, but creatine monohydrate is probably the cheapest supplement It is the best for brain function, increase of ATP energy, decrease in depression, increase in thermogenesis in your body, the water that's kept around the muscle to protect it from injury, the recovery time. I cannot say enough. That is one thing I got my whole family doing. They are taking a teaspoon of creatine monohydrate daily now. Everyone's attitude seems to be better. Crap happens like it always does in life. And it's the coping skills that I'm seeing with my family. They're just going, okay, well, that happened. How do we now go forward? Instead of just going and just being manic and the world is coming to an end. So I will say, that's been a good edge. Creatine monohydrate.
Nice.
Just saying.
I've heard a lot about creatine lately. I haven't tried it yet. So we'll see.
Do it in 5 months. It's a naturally occurring substance in your body. It's odorless, tasteless. Been around since 1892 when it was discovered. CreaPure is a good one on Amazon. Do Not Age is another place. Do Not Age is where you can also get some really pure creatine. But I mean, the side effect is you look jacked.
Not
I mean, that's the side effect. You look fit. So I don't see why.
That's what everyone's after, no?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, though. It really is. It's amazing. I tell people the benefits and I say, well, there's one side effect. And they're like, what's that? Like, well, you look fit. And I just pause and they're like, oh, that's good. So, yeah. So those are all my secrets. But Lumen is the main one. So.
Okay, now I just want to shift gears a bit because I'm community manager. I'm in the community. So
yeah.
Like how recent into your journey did you start in the community or did you join the community? Sorry, you've just kind of started posting and sharing your really good, by the way.
I got into the community, I want to say like November.
So you were using Lumen a long time before.
Yeah, I was just kind of doing it, you know, like just, and then someone said, hey, you know, there's like some 60,000 people community. So I thought I would get on there and learn some recipes because I love it when people post some, you know, I'm a big foodie. So I love seeing that stuff. And then I just saw the people's trouble points, where they were struggling. A lot of it was, you know, I've been fasting for 18 hours. Why is my lumen level still a 4 or 5? And it was like, okay, you're not eating enough food. You're still doing some keto, no car. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not eating enough food. And I actually have two friends that started Lumen after I started. And that was their first problem where they were like, man, my readings suck. And I would like go through their macros. Like, okay, show me your macro wheels. They're like, here it is. And I'm like, well, why aren't you finishing up your fats? Why didn't you have any carbs today? They're like, well, you know, I need to lose all this weight. And I'm like, dude, will you please start eating all your macros? Do not tell me your lumen levels are high again until you start eating all your food. Within 2 weeks, dude's blowing all ones. Yeah. I mean, just going crazy now. And it's that preconceived notion that people have that they think they know what to do. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you have to come to the table with a little bit of humility and say, well, I've been doing this and it's not working. So let me change a variable. And like I said, it's a science experiment. So yeah, my involvement with the community was just trying to help people get past those pain points. Dude, that was the biggest one. That's what I see the most. they're just not eating, which we're being told, oh, you know, it kind of makes sense. Don't eat, lose weight. Well, I guess you lose the wrong kind of weight.
That was the message for a long time. That was the message for a long time, especially I think for women. It was like, eat less, low fat, low calorie.
Yeah, let me sell you this low fat product now. Let me put some information in your head about how fat is bad or how carbs are bad. And by the way, I have a product here that's low carb.
Yeah.
It's total crap. It's crap. Just eat food. Yeah. I love dates, fresh dates.
Bananas.
Figs. Oh my God. Yeah, there's all this, you know, this food has estrogen and this food is, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just stop it. Just quit listening to those. There is no one trick or fad. it's just constant math. That's all it is. And I love the fact that Lumen already has me at a caloric cut. Like, I noticed my calories were 2,500 calories when I was at 200 pounds. And now it's down to like 2,043 calories, which I'm still in a cut. I'm actually getting excited when I am at my weight that I want to be, which I think is, I got about 10 pounds to go, however long that takes. I may never get there. I don't know. But I know that my maintenance will be like 2,700 calories. And if I'm on a cut of 2,043 not working out, oh, that'd be just, it'll be food heaven. So, I mean, it takes a lot of food to maintain the muscle mass.
Right.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
And so you're on the healthy weight loss track still, right? You haven't switched because we have different tracks. So we have healthy weight loss. We have fitness performance.
I haven't tried. I saw that the other day when someone mentioned, oh, you don't have to calculate your calories. You can just go to the little human silhouette and change. And it's, oh, it says it right here, 2,037 calories. That's my fitness performance. I never thought to change it to healthy weight. What does that do?
So healthy weight loss is, so in fitness performance, there's like three subtracks: increase muscle mass, increase body composition. Like there's different ones. And then the healthy weight loss, it helps, it you put in your target weight and kind of that way. And then there's also the metabolic health, which is like maintenance.
Okay, so healthy weight loss just cut me 100 calories.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So fitness and performance gave me some more food, improved body composition. That's really what it is. I'm not looking to get Arnold Schwarzenegger-like or Ronnie Coleman. That's just nuts. I always kid myself, and I sent you that photo, like this is my goal. And it's like, I want to go out for a Calvin Klein underwear commercial, you know, just market to the 50-year-old guy.
Oh, that's what they need. They need their why. You could be their why. I want to look like that guy, that Calvin Klein guy.
I guess, you know, people can put anything in their head on why it's not going to work for them. I hope they don't, but I hear that a lot. Oh, you have good genes. Oh, you mean I can get fat? That's my gene, is I can get fat. Can you get fat? Yeah. I don't know. I just got done reading this book, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And okay. I loved his opening where he just says, I hope this doesn't motivate you because motivation is for crap. People will hear something and they say that sounds good, but then they don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. You got to have that passion. You got to have that, like I said, that thing that just makes you want to cry. And that is what you use, especially when you're resistance training. All the crap that people said to you and told you that you weren't going to do it and they made fun of you. I mean, we're talking like 8-year-old childhood shit that we all have, right? Mm-hmm. The grade school, the middle school banter that just affects us for life. I mean, scars us for life, but whatever family member, take that and bundle all up and just grind through it. I mean, just push, like, you know, I don't know. That's how I did it. Cause I've had a lot of, you know, I used to be name called. My sister was so mean to me when I was little. Fatty 2x4, couldn't get through the bathroom door. Hey, you need some more butter for them rolls. Let's see, what are the other ones? Henry Johnson, because he's the king of tires. That was a commercial in Norfolk, Virginia, where we grew up. And she would sing the you know, Henry Johnson, he's the king of tires. It was, and she's just perfectly beautiful and cute, and all of her friends are good looking, and... Yeah, so all that negativity that, you know, is out there, bundle it all up and just use it. David Goggins says that in his book, Can't Hurt Me. He goes, you use that as power. So that's what I tell people. Tired of what you're looking like? Well, you got to figure out a way to not have it happen to you, or don't be a statistic. I had, you might not want to use this, but my mom, she told me that Lumen wasn't good for her because you guys don't recommend it for anyone over the age of 80. Now, whether or not that's true remains to be seen. I know. But when she said it, It was almost like a weight that was lifted off her shoulders. And I'm thinking, oh, that's your justification for not doing it. I bet you feel good now. Because I had another guy tell me his Lumen couldn't sync to his phone. And he just thought, and he goes, it wasn't meant to be, I guess. And he, the way he said it was so validating, like, God, thank God I don't have to do this now. And now he's used, and he's actually following Jung, Dr. Jung, who talks about intermittent fasting. He's actually on your board. So now he's doing some intermittent fasting, hasn't eaten for 3 days to start, jumpstart his metabolism. I'm like, well, I guess when you're done doing that, get back with me when you're ready to eat healthy and not become a deflated balloon. But it's the justification I heard in his voice, his validation, like, oh God, thank God I don't have to do this now. If that is the mentality of someone, then they're just not there yet. Mm-hmm. We say, oh, I can't do that because, well, who says you can't? I guess you're right, because your mind said you couldn't. So who are you to the mind? I actually have a slogan over on my desk that says the mind is never wrong. It is. It's not. I mean, when you are met with new information, you have two choices. You flee, fight, actually three. You flee, fight, or accept.
Right.
And that's cognitive dissonance. And a lot of times people do not want to hear this because it means they got to change what they're doing.
Right.
They don't want to change.
Yeah.
Some of my friends who smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to find more reasons that you don't like it versus reasons you do like it. And then you have to weigh it.
Any changes that you had that you weren't expecting, like that? Were there any changes that like side effect changes? Like you mentioned, like you have like a few, like less drinks. You don't have a like alcohol or like anything else where you weren't planning to change, but you ended up changing that habit.
Hmm.
Like alcohol is a good one. Did you drink before and now you just like, oh, I don't feel good and it's too many calories, so I'm not gonna drink as much? Or
I'm drinking a lot of water. All right. I'm drinking a lot of water. So when I went to Boy Scout camp with my son, I got this Daniel Boone Nalgene with 32 ounces meter, and I make sure I drink 3 or 4 of these a day. And if I'm not mistaken, that's 4 of them is a gallon. Sounds wild to say, you know, 4 times 32. Well, I just drink a gallon of water. But that has been to hydrate and stay hydrated, especially with all the protein intake of 25% of your body weight in terms of grams. If you didn't know that, I'm sure you do. But if Lumen, if you don't know that, it's whatever your body weight is, 25% of that's your protein intake. You need the water to break that down and just keep, I don't know, feeling replenished. I will say I'm waking up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. And I also know that's the breakdown of fat, because I looked at the molecule of fat and it's made up of a lot of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And when you break that down, I think it turns into water and CO2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm urinating a lot, which tells me I'm probably burning body fat. So.
Interesting.
As again, another biofeedback, whether I'm right or not, I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's something I changed to answer your question, that I didn't do enough of. I'm drinking a lot more water. I'm eating a lot more spinach.
Interesting.
Spinach, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of protein. So I watched it on my Lumen dial where I would log 2 cups of spinach. Sauteed in butter, of course, because why not? I need my fats. Okay. And I would watch the protein wheel like round out, and I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of protein here. So spinach was great. And of course, all the micronutrients that the macros don't show you.
Right.
That would be cool if you had a meter to be a meter of micronutrients. Future sales for Lumen, I guess.
Well, for the last like couple minutes, any feedback, any feature requests, any feedback about the community, something you just like, something you don't like?
Well, if you can find that barcode and it pulls it in,
I will definitely look into
it. Is there a button that I'm missing?
I'll look into that right after we get off the phone with the tech team and just double check on that.
Yeah. Let's see. I like your videos. I will say the videos. I think having a daily video also about explaining the app would help. Because I have a lot of friends who are like, dude, how did you know that? And I'm like, well, if you just swipe to the side, you'll see this food list of low carb, medium carb, high carb. And they're like, I didn't even know that was there. And I'm like, well, yeah, so it would be neat to have a video about that. Like how to use the thing you just bought. Yeah. Because I like all the other videos that are posted. Yeah. And that's cool. That would be, I don't know, so far so good.
Nice.
I think also doing a reading, rested, waiting 5 minutes. And sometimes if you don't believe your first result, take a retake.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is right. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's like, what? No, this is crazy. And then I was feeling out of breath, or I don't think I rested enough before I took the baseline reading. Yeah. And I did a retake and it was like, oh, you're not a four, you're a one. That's what I thought. But I will say it goes the other way. I was a two one time and I was like, this is not right. And then I did it again and I did like three fours, like retake, retake, retake. And I'm like, well.
Yes, I'm a four.
Yeah. And again, it's okay. It's a guideline is what I tell people.
First,
the guideline. It is not an exact. So many variables are at play that we just don't understand. Like when I travel, my lumen levels are higher. My cortisol levels are higher when I'm sleeping in a different bed. It just is what it is. I go traveling to Costa Rica. I've been to Italy and I went up to North Carolina and my lumen levels were always high. Threes in the morning. I don't think I ever got a two while I was traveling.
Wow. Interesting.
I coughed up the cortisol levels.
Cortisol. And if you're on a surf trip or something, you were like active and tired and you know, it's like, it's a lot more intense, right?
Oh yeah. I'm stressing my body. This is our schedule in Costa Rica. We wake up, we surf, we go have breakfast. We go look at the waves again and decide to surf. We go nap. Then we wake up and we surf, we eat lunch, maybe somewhere in there. And then we have dinner and we pass out and then we repeat that for 10, 14 days. So yeah, we're putting stress on our bodies, I guess.
For sure.
I've coughed it up too. I got a couple of both of my friends that are doing this with me, they travel for their job and their levels. One guy said it was like a Christmas tree, but he did find a fix. This was a fix within the lumen. He chatted with you guys because his data is perfect. The guy's losing weight. He's getting ripped, but yet he's blowing fours and fives. It's hilarious. And he just jokes about it. He thought it was the drinking because he is a kilt bagpipe player. And a lot of drinking goes along in that gang. And he quit that and he still was blowing weird numbers. So they told him to charge the lumen with the cover off. To get the water, the moisture out of it. Guy's blowing ones and twos. But again, if you looked at his data, and after the guy, whoever chimed back to him in the chat group, he said that that's probably the issue. Because his data is so good. You know, like as far as he's following his macros, he's weighing in every Monday or whatever the week is up for him. And he looks great. I mean, he's lost. He didn't have to lose as much as me. Oh, that's my fault. But yeah, so that's something that the community should know. Ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, do the chat line. You guys have been super responsive in that regard. I think I even like had to flip the Lumen subscription of my daughter to my son and back to my daughter because my son was like, forget this. I don't know. I just think anyone who's young, maybe they don't have the mindset for it. I don't know. My daughter's 13, my son's 18. So whatever. Be a light in their life and plant the seed and just
they can learn by example and I think like you said, like your family is like they're noticing and they're making some choices themselves. And I think that's really inspiring for a lot of people. And like you said, you have friends doing it with you. You have, you know, people, even if they're not ready to jump in, they're like, oh, that's interesting. Why are you doing that? Or, you know, it can be intriguing at the very least.
Totally. And that is all that's all we can do. They'll come around when they're ready.
Totally.
That's all I got.
Cool. It was so great to talk to you. Yeah. Wow. We hope to see you more in the community. More. We love your, but whatever you want, but we love your posts, your outlook. It's super, super inspiring for, like you say, for those people that are like struggling. And I love your post about like, just eat it.
Install that. I was like, eat the food.
Eat the carbs.
I know.
And that's the message that people need to see is like, it's okay. And hey, bananas and dates, they're great. Those are great foods. They don't need to be scared of them. So yeah, keep up the messaging. It's amazing. And
that's one thing I am noticing. Am I going to say one more thing?
Yeah.
Eating a piece of pizza is okay, but it has both fuels in there and they counteract the carbs and the oil. It's like, I can see why people, if they don't change their diet, like I know on high carb day, I struggle with keeping my fats in check.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something I've had to learn that it's all calories in, calories out. And a calorie is a calorie and you got to eat enough so you don't hibernate and you can't eat too much that you gain weight. So that's been really interesting to understand that there's just some things that, yes, I can have pizza, but I better go work out, you know, especially on a low carb day with high fats. If I go do 3-hour paddleboarding session on the weekend and I get 100 grams of carbohydrates, yeah, let's go have pizza now because I've got the fat and the carbohydrates to do it. My friend and I joke, I say it in the community too. You got to work out to eat around here.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but you do. I mean, if you want to eat a lot of food and you love food, go work out. They'll give you more.
There's more where that came from.
It's very Pavlovian. If that's a made up word, maybe it is. But Pavlov, you know, ring the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a good analogy.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Shift. We hope Henry's story inspired you to seek out your own why and embrace the changes that lead to personal growth. Remember that transformation begins with a single step, and the journey is always worth it. Be sure to stay connected for more inspiring stories, and don't forget to subscribe. Share this episode with someone who might need a little encouragement today.